It's 8 o'clock. Good morning again on Tuesday the 18th of February. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Rachel English and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Efforts will continue today to try to form a government in the aftermath of election 2020. Sinn Féin is set to continue its meetings with independents and smaller parties, while the Greens are also engaging in policy discussions. Last night, the Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar said the consensus in the party is that they are prepared to go into opposition. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan.
This remains the opening phase of a likely lengthy period of government formation talks. Fine Gael last night set out the next steps as the party sees them. First, Sinn Féin will attempt to form a government, and if that does not work, then it's over to Fianna Fáil. Leo Varadkar's party is not going to engage in programme for government discussions, and he says the party expects to be in opposition. However, the idea of a Fine Gael Fianna Fáil coalition along with other parties as a last resort was not categorically ruled out, even though Mr. Varadkar says he did not foresee it happening. Today the focus will return to other significant players in these attempts to form a government. This includes the Green Party, which now has 12 TDs. All of whom will meet in Leinster House today. Meanwhile, the Labour Party leadership contest will step up a gear when Alan Kelly later launches his campaign to succeed Brendan Howlin.
Health officials in China have published the first details of more than 70,000 cases of coronavirus. The research from the Chinese Centre for Disease Control and Prevention, which is the biggest study since the outbreak began, found that more than 80% of the cases have been mild, with the sick and elderly most at risk. The data also points to the high risk for medical staff. The findings put the overall death rate of COVID-19 at 2.3%. The death toll from the virus in China now stands at 1,868. Experts are carrying out a risk assessment on board the abandoned cargo ship, the MV Alta, this morning to see what risk the level the vessel poses to safety and to the environment. Meanwhile, Cork County Council has renewed its appeal to the public to stay away from the cliffs above the shipwreck, which they say are on a dangerous and inaccessible stretch of coastline and in an unstable condition. From Cork, Jenny O'Sullivan reports.
An initial assessment of the pollution risk in relation to oil and hazardous substances posed by the MV Alta will be carried out at low tide this morning by contractors on behalf of Cork County Council and the Irish Coast Guard. And a decision on what action needs to be taken, such as the removal of fuel, will be made following this assessment. It's understood the vessel had 80,000 litres of marine gas oil on board when she left Greece for Haiti 16 months ago. But how much of this remains on the vessel won't be known until after the assessment. The council has also renewed its appeal to the public to stay away from the cliffs above the wreck, which they say are on a dangerous and inaccessible stretch of coastline and in an unstable condition. Separately, the receiver of wreck, acting on behalf of the Minister for Transport, has begun the process of trying to find the vessel's owner. Anyone who lays claim to the vessel has 1 year to establish their claim. Jenny O'Sullivan, RTE News, Cork.
The price of a stamp is to increase from next month, with the cost of posting a standard letter going up 10 cent to €1.10. From March the 19th, the price of a standard international stamp will also increase by 10 cent to €1.80. OnPost says the increase, which is the second in 3 years, reflects other European postal services' price rises. Existing stamps will remain fully valid after the price increases come into effect, and all stamps bearing the N denomination will automatically represent a €1.10 postage. Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, has said he is committing $10 billion to a new fund to tackle climate change. The founder and CEO of Amazon, whose net worth is estimated to be around $130 billion, said the fund would finance work by scientists, activists and other groups. Now the time is coming up to 8:05.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks, proudly powering Irish homes, farms and businesses. ESB Networks, serving all electricity customers. See esbnetworks.ie.
Cold and blustery today with sunny spells and scattered showers, mainly of rain or hail with a risk of thunder. Showers will be heavy and prolonged in places this morning, merging to give longer spells of rain, highest temperatures 5 to 10 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds veering westerly will reach gale force today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.